This is Good Nights.
Triple J. My mama told me not to fear my enemies. Know that
I'm stronger than I think I am. Take any longer. And Mia joins us now to hand over her third single. Welcome to Good Nights, mate.
Hello, how you going?
I'm good. Where are you right now?
I'm in Sydney. I'm just chilling in a hotel room by myself.
Oh, what a way to hear your new song on the radio, because you are in the middle of doing some live dates, which we'll get to in a moment. But Mia, this is the first time we've had a proper conversation, and I wanted to kind of just check in with you and see how you're going, because, you know, this song, Never Gonna Be the Same, it came out, you know, towards the end of Jan, and I'm sure you've heard it before, but this song, you know, 6 weeks into its release, it really took on another meaning with the passing of Michael Gidinski, you know, music industry titan, arguably one of your biggest fans. Every conversation I had with him, Mia, he would not shut up about you.
Oh, I miss him. I don't know what to say about that. Like, I loved him so much, and I still do, and so grateful to have his support, and I just can't believe it.
Do you feel like this song in a way has taken on another meaning for you too? Because every time I hear it, I think of him, and, you know, I think it's such a special thing, you know, to have such a backing in your corner. You deserve it, you've earned it. But as a new face in music, as a young woman in music, like, what did it mean to you to have someone like Gidinski, you know, totally rooting for you, man?
Yeah, it exactly was that, because, I mean, you know, I wrote the song long before having that relationship with him, and then it took on a whole nother meaning when, you know, I did kind of have this overwhelming feeling of confidence, you know, just for a slight moment when I walked into his office and I was like, this is what I want and this is how I want to do it, and, you know, are you with me, kind of thing. And he was just like, yes, like, let's do it. And the support that I got from him was just extremely intense. And so, you know, after he passed away, that's all I think of now, is just how empowered he made me feel as a woman and as a young woman in the music industry. And it just makes me feel really strong now when I sing it with that new meaning.
Totally. And I think you're totally doing the same through your music to especially your young fans, your female listeners. And I think you're about to do it again with this new song that we're about to get stuck into, because, you know, your previous two tracks have had quite a bit of a serious feel, like a kind of take no shit. And the same is carried through in this song. But this is fun. This lyrically is new territory for you. So tell us about Needs, Mia.
We're very live right now, so I don't know how much I want to explain, but basically it's just you're right, it's fun, and I think the first two tracks have been extremely serious, which I really love, but I just like that this is a bit more fun, a bit more lighthearted, and it's basically just for anyone that has ever been in a relationship or is in a relationship where, you know, they're not being satisfied sexually, or, you know, where it's a bit unfair in the bedroom, where, you know, someone's getting what they want and the other's being overlooked. So, yeah, it's called Needs, and it's just a bit of a bop to send to your ex.
Noted. So we're talking bedroom dynamic. I think it's, you know, I think it's such a, it's an important topic. And it, like, how did you find kind of putting that into words and creating a song out of it? Because I think on first glance, you don't necessarily go into a session being like, you know what, today's the day I'm going to write a song about, you know, sexy time in the bedroom and getting what you need. Like, what was, how did this come to be? Was it just a natural kind of thing and it just, you know, escalated in a sense?
Yeah, I mean, I never really planned to write about anything. It's just whatever comes out. I guess everything's kind of just sitting there in my subconscious. And I guess, you know, I had an experience a long time ago and I just never really wrote about it. And I didn't want to write about it in a serious way. I wanted it to be funny. And it kind of just came out. I just started singing these lyrics and I was like, all right, this is where it's going. I'm going to just stick with it and see what happens.
Power to you. I feel like Lily Allen would be proud.
Oh my God, I love it. I love it.
Well, let's chuck it on right now. And I want to hear what everyone thinks of it because Mia's with us live. She's ready to hear your feedback on the track. 0439757555. New music from Mia Ray on Good Nights. This is Needs.
Forget it. I know how you want it. I'm not her. Don't want to talk about it.
There you go, on Triple J, new music from Mia Ray, her third release. It's called Needs. Mia's on the line now. How's it feel hearing that one, Mia? It's out.
Weird. It's so weird. I'm so happy, though. It's so fun. It's a bop, and I've been enjoying playing that live so much. Sick?
Yeah. Well, how's it been received live? Like, have you noticed people getting around it when you're looking out to them in the crowd? It fits in well with the set.
Yeah, I explain the song every time before I sing it, and it's a bit more awkward when my parents are in the crowd, but no, it's good, and no, it's fun, it's lots of fun, and I think it's been received well, but yeah, it's good.
Yeah, well, hey, let's check out the text line right now and see what people are texting in.
Ooh, ooh,
0439757555. Cassandra in Epping said her voice is everything. So much strength, soul and sass. Her music definitely makes me feel empowered. Holly in Mount Waverly said yes. Sending this to my ex as soon as it drops. No context, just a Spotify link. Bam. Is that what we want people to do there, Mia? Just send it.
Yeah, it's perfect.
We've also got Sean who said, this is a bop, but it could never not be. Everything Mia touches turns to gold. Another texter said, while this is only her third release, she sounds so established. That's such an awesome message to receive, Mia. But does it add pressure to you or any extra expectation when people are, you know, you're only three songs in, people are like, gosh, she just sounds so good already. Like, does that kind of affect your mindset, or is it all just like, hell yeah, I'm taking everything?
I mean, well, now it is, Bridget.
Sorry.
Now that you mentioned it.
Sorry.
No, it's fine. It's fine. I think, it is what it is. I'm just going to see how long this lasts for. I guess I just, you know, I'll just keep going. And when it starts being crap, then it's crap. But I think I'm just so grateful for the support.
Just enjoy it for what it is. That's, I think, what it's all about. Eddie also got in touch and said, I listened to Mia live in Hobart supporting the Rubens a fortnight ago. Her energy is amazing. We heard you actually for Live at the Wireless just the other week. You came on stage and performed Never Ever with Sam. How were the live shows? I mean, because you've done quite a few little support slots here and there, and you did your residency in Melbourne. But what's it like when people are, coming, you know, purely for you as the headlining act? How do you feel on the stage? Because your voice, obviously, you sound so confident through the radio and whatnot, but for a lot of people, it's their first time seeing you live. Do you feel comfortable in that kind of setting now?
I mean, I'm always comfortable as the support slot because that's what I've always done. It's really weird to notice that people are coming to the shows to see me. That's I kind of want to say to them, like, are you sure you're supposed to be here? You're supposed to be somewhere else. But I don't know. It's weird. I don't know what my audience is yet. So, you know, releasing all of the music at the start, you know, right in the middle of lockdown, I couldn't do any live shows. So it's been really weird to actually see what kind of people have been listening to my music and what kind of, you know, people my music connects with. And it's been wild. It's been, it's been really, really weird, but I'm, so grateful for it as well.
Yeah, and looking forward to these shows that you've got lined up. So tomorrow night you're at the Lansdowne in Sydney. That has just sold out, I'm pretty sure, right?
Did it? Oh, really?
Yeah, I heard that. I got an email ago that it's already sold out.
Oh,
hell yeah.
I'm not allowed to swear, am I?
No, don't do that.
Okay, that's sick. Okay, because I was going to be like, I think there's a few texts. I think there's a few tickets left.
Yeah, I think they're gone, Mia.
Not. Okay.
Wow. Yeah, that's so exciting.
That means the whole tour sold out.
Yeah. Your corner show in Melbourne on Thursday, the 17th of June, also sold out. If anyone, like, keep an eye out. I'm sure you'll post if you hear of any, you know, going around or whatnot. Will you have any other live music plans? Because we were just talking before about Fresh Produce that was going down in August in the regional areas, but unfortunately has been cancelled, which I know you would have been looking forward to. But any other live plans for 2021 beyond these upcoming dates?
I mean, yeah, I think I'm just going to take anything that comes my way. We've got these shows. And then I've got one more. I've got my last show with the Rubens in Canberra. I was really looking forward to Fresh Produce. But, maybe I'll support someone else later in the year, depending on, you know, if Melbourne locks down for longer. I'm not sure. But, I don't know. But I think surely going to plan some more Mia Rae headlined shows for sure.
Yes.
If people are coming, I'm going to keep doing them.
Looks like they're coming, Mia. Looks like they are coming. They are lining up, ready to go. Hey, I'll let you go, but thank you so much for jumping on to hand over this new song, Needs, your third release. And good luck with the show tomorrow in Sydney, the upcoming date in Melbourne, and hopefully we'll hear more from you across 2021. Mia Rae, thanks so much.
Thanks so much.
The best new music with Bridget Hustwave.
Good night on Triple J.